Some of the most popular gift items this Christmas are MP3 players such as Apple's iPod. Dean Gartzecki is a professor of communication sciences and disorders at Northwestern University and says the type of headphones that typically come with MP3 players are problematic and may increase the likelihood of hearing loss later in life.
Insert earphones can boost the intensity of the signal by as much as 6 to 9 dB. That's about the difference between the sound of a vacuum cleaner and a motorcycle. It's a significant difference.
Gartzecki says the large amount of storage space for music on MP3 players is also a problem.
Not only do you have a signal that's likely to be more intense, you're likely to be using this device longer than people might have been using CD players and Walkman in the past. And so this also increases the likelihood of hearing loss down the road, not immediately.
Gartzecki says listening constantly to certain genres of music may increase the likelihood of hearing loss.
Rap music and rock music tend to be played at the highest signal output levels, and jazz and classical music and country music often is played at a lower output level. So it is the case that you're more likely to experience some loss if you're into rap and rock music.
Gartzecki has some advice for parents who may be purchasing MP3 players for their children as Christmas gifts.
Limit the amount of time that it's used each day to approximately an hour, maybe a little more, and to set the volume wheel on the iPod at about a reading of 6 or below.
That was Dean Gartzecki, a professor of communication sciences and disorders at Northwestern University. I'm Brendan Cosgrove.